Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We've all seen them, carcasses of unfortunate deer along the side of the highway. Deer mating season generally runs October through December, but the fact is, this week, the season of love gets into high gear.
Deer rut, usually, from all the information that we gather throughout the year, in previous years, suggests that deer are most active for the rut during that second week of November. But it continues past that all the way through December.
Kyle Sams, deer biologist with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, says if you do see a deer on the roadside, there are usually more nearby. Your best defense is your foot on the brakes.
At that point, slow down, because deer are usually, this time of year, will be traveling in small groups or being chased by a buck, and it's just a good idea to slow down. Keep your eye on that deer and expect that there could be a deer pop out in front of you at any moment.
So you are slowing, but the deer still decides to jump right out into your path.
Best thing to do if deer runs out in front of you is to, obviously you would want to hit your brakes, but you don't need to swerve, and just most likely you would want to hit the deer. That way you're not swerving in oncoming traffic or off the road to further endanger yourself. It's best to hit the deer and then go in any other direction.
That is tough advice and hard to achieve with the adrenaline flowing, but the lower your speed, the less damage all around. We'll be right back.
Looking for some excitement? Come watch Cowboys Ride and Shoot in the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Contest in Freedom Hall, November 10th through the 12th. It's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Be sure to wear pink on Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night Friday, November the 11th at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. A portion of each ticket is given to Horses in Hope, a breast cancer awareness group.
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife deer biologist Kyle Sam says one suggestion for motorists is to be aware of those yellow highway signs with the silhouette of the jumping deer.
We don't know exactly where on every road deer activity is the highest, but those signs, those yellow signs with deer on them, are indicators that there's a very likelihood that deer could be crossing in that area.
Assuming you have some distance before you meet the deer and you are decreasing speed, what about honking your horn?
I myself have experienced honking the horn, a deer run away, and I've also experienced honking a horn at one deer, and it causes another deer to react in a different way and run across the road. So it would be a good idea to slow down. You see a deer, honk the horn, get their attention. Hopefully they start to move away and proceed slowly so you can continue on.
I guess the one constant here is decreasing your speed whenever a situation arises. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.